This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
10 minutes in front of 1 o'clock, time for the noon ag show, brought to you by Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. By M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs. By Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. And by McAdams Millwright Service. And with the noon ag show, here's WSMI Ag Director, Gabe Osborne.
Thank you very much, Tim. Now here for Ag News on your Monday afternoon. The FBI is investigating, and the chairman of the House Agricultural Committee wants to know if Russia was behind last week's ransomware attack on JBS USA. Chairman David Scott says the cowardly hacking of critical U.S. food, energy, and financial systems must be stopped, and Russia must be held accountable if it's somehow involved. The House Ag Committee did not respond to requests to interview the chairman, but Scott issued a statement that he's working closely with the USDA and President Biden to somehow get to the bottom of the JBS hack. American Farm Bureau's economist Veronica Nye says the problem is not going away.
You've already mentioned the petroleum pipeline. This is an issue that's affecting not just ag, but the economy at large as we've become more technology dependent.
The Colonial Pipeline paid more than $4 million in ransom to a Russia-linked cyber extortion group to restore gasoline supply on the East Coast. While it's unclear if JBS paid a ransom to its attacker, AFB's Nye points out how vulnerable the U.S. food supply was during the early parts of the pandemic.
When we looked at what was going on during, last spring, and we had plants going down for multiple weeks, the flexibility and the ability to respond is certainly dictated by how long the event lasts.
A USDA estimate shows about 20% of a decline in cattle slaughter after JBS USA beef plants went down last week, nearly the same as the firm's U.S. beef market share, and that was just a 2 or 3 day interruption. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the fiscal year 2021 will be a good year for American farm export. In the latest quarterly agricultural trade forecast, the agency says the farm exports will total $164 billion, which would be the highest total in history. U.S. agriculture trade has proven extraordinarily resilient in the face of a global pandemic and economic contraction, says Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. It's clear that trade remains a critical engine powering the agricultural economy and the U.S. economy as a whole. The report projects an increase of $7 billion in trade since the February forecast. USDA notes the key factors include record export volumes for several commodities, including corn, soybeans, livestock, poultry, and dairy products. Another major influence is the continued rising demand from China for American ag products. USDA predicts exports to China will be a historic $35 billion. Foreign demand for U.S. corn should remain strong amid unfavorable crop prospects in Brazil and other South American countries, driving projected export totals up another $3.2 billion since February's forecast of $17.2 billion. Livestock, poultry, and dairy exports are also predicted to rise, while the only two commodities predicted to see a decline are horticultural exports and processed tree nuts. And other ag news here on this Monday. When the price of corn goes up at this time of year, it's usually because traders are fearful that weather is not good for the currently growing crop. It's called a weather premium, and University of Illinois agricultural economist Joe Jansen has written articles for the Farm Doc Daily website trying to define that term.
The historical data, again, shows that prices tend to be higher. They deviate above the harvest time price by about, on average, about 12%. But again, the range of outcomes is wide. Sometimes the market can be, right, 50, 60, 70% higher than it is at harvest right now during the growing season. Sometimes it can be 30, 40% below where it ends up being at harvest.
Jansen says the historical data suggests that early June can be, but won't necessarily be, the highest pre-harvest time for pricing opportunities. It is information, he says, that corn farmers should make note of and use.
Obviously, farmers have some production risk. The data is not saying go ahead and sell everything ahead, forward sell everything. But I think you want to have a couple of tools in your toolbox, the big one being some forward sales, either using futures hedging, hedge to arrive contract as a tool to lock in the futures component of that price, or forward contracting, getting some sales on the books and the opportunities to deliver at harvest if you want to also lock in the basis component of the price.
And you can read more about weather premiums in the corn market from the University of Illinois agricultural economist Joe Jansen on the Farm Doc Daily website at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu.
And stay tuned. More WSMI Ag News is coming up next.
When you think about planning for tomorrow, it may seem overwhelming. At Country Financial, we have a suggestion. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started. Because when it comes to solving the big challenges of tomorrow, you can start with simple steps today. With personalized insurance and financial services that can have a big impact on your family's future. Country Financial, when you're ready to start, we're ready to help. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800.
One of the higher risk aspects of farming is crop protection application. With label changes, regulations, equipment maintenance, and drift management, it's a lot of risk. And a great way to manage it is to rely on your local FS and FS crop applicators. They constantly train to keep up with the latest label changes, regulations, and best practices so your crop is protected and risk reduced. Contact your M&M Service Company crop specialist to learn more about their custom application programs. It's one more way FS is bringing you what's next.
Have you had your eye on a new Caterpillar machine? We have great news. Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can save up to $5,000 on the purchase or lease of eligible Cat machines, including wheel loaders, small and medium dozers, backhoe loaders, excavators, and more. Members also receive an additional $250 credit on work tool attachments purchased with new Cat machines. Not a Farm Bureau member? Call 217-854-2571 and join today.
Farmers know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product, as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Service in Greenfield today at 217-248-6879.
Moving on now to State of Illinois Ag News for your Monday. Six young and beginning farmers and farmer couples from central and southern Illinois were named Fresh Roots Director Cup honorees last week by Farm Credit Illinois. The Director's Cup, presented by the Cooperative Board of Directors, celebrates young and beginning farmers committed to continuous learning and intentional living for a brighter future for their farm, family, business, and community. Honorees receive $5,000 and a commemorative keepsake. Cooperative members were selected by a panel of seven industry representatives based on a combination of each applicant's unique farm beginnings, personal and business aspirations, and passion for building a brighter future for their farm, business, and community. The Director's Cup Award is part of the Fresh Roots Young and Beginning Farmers Program, which provides lending assistance and learning incentives for farmers up to the age of 40 or in their first 10 years of farming. The following beginning farmers were selected as this year's Director's Cup honorees, and they are Austin Ellison of Belleville in St. Clair County, Mitchell Hines of Kinney in Macon County, Lydia and Adam Holstey of Altamont in Effingham County, Jacob Strobeck of Alton in Madison County, Elliot Uphoff of Shelbyville in Shelby County, and Michael Yoder of Hammond in Moultrie County. Profiles of each Director's Cup honoree can be found online at farmcreditil.com/freshroots. Another state ag news for your Monday. Join American Farmland Trust and representatives from the Risk Management Agency, the Farm Service Agency, and the Illinois Department of Agriculture, along with the Association of Illinois Soil and Water Conservation Districts, to learn how Illinois farmers can access money from the Pandemic Cover Crop Program. This informational webinar will be held later on this morning from 10:30 till 11:30, and will highlight the Pandemic Cover Crop Program offered by the USDA's Risk Management Agency and how it will help farmers maintain their cover crop systems despite the financial challenges posed by the pandemic. The premium support of $5 an acre will be deducted from the crop insurance premium owed by the producer, just like the state program. The premium reduction cannot exceed more than the full premium owed. The program covers insured acres planted to a qualifying cover crop during the 2021 crop year. Producers who already received a premium discount through the Illinois Fall Covers for Spring Savings Program might also be able to receive benefits through the pandemic cover crop program. And another state ag news, the calendar is flipped to June 1st, and that means meteorological summer has arrived, and summer-like temperatures will be felt in much of Illinois for the rest of the month, according to DTN Chief Ag Meteorologist Bryce Anderson.
It is looking quite summer-like, definitely, because we are going to have temperatures get well into the mid-80s, can then kind of hang in there all the way clear through the first half of June with that kind of temperature trend. And along with that, there's not going to be a whole lot of rainfall. We may see rain in southern Illinois, the Ohio Valley area, but over central and northern Illinois, it is looking quite dry. And, you know, these crops will be moving into their high production, high usage phases. Boy, they're going to draw out that soil moisture in a pretty rapid fashion.
Again, that was DTN Chief Ag Meteorologist Bryce Anderson. And moving on into local ag news now for your Monday, the Montgomery County USDA Service Center is now accepting appointments for in-person visits, and the USDA Farm Agency staff in Hillsboro will be using the following policy to complete 2021 acreage reporting. All producers who have completed planting and wish to complete their acreage reporting, whether virtually or in person, needs to contact the office in Hillsboro at 532-3361 extension 2, because they're only offering a limited appointment times. Same-day acreage reporting services should not be expected. After you contact the FSA to request an appointment to complete your acreage reporting, they'll work with the producer on their preferred form of appointment. If you schedule an in-person appointment, they want you to bring your maps and plan to complete your acreage reporting from start to finish the same day, including signing your FSA 578 form. If your request is for a virtual appointment, they ask that you email or drop off your completed maps prior to your scheduled appointment. At your appointment time and date, you can expect to receive the FSA 578 form for your review and signature by e-signature through email or OneSpan. The Farm Service Agency in Hillsboro looks forward to working with producers either in person or virtually over the next 6 weeks to complete acreage reporting. The deadline to file acreage reports is July 15th. And one last final note here on this Monday morning. This week will be another busy one for agriculture across mid-Illinois. Coming up on Tuesday, tomorrow through Thursday, is the State FFA Convention. Part three of the convention, as they've split the convention up throughout the state due to COVID restrictions. This time it'll be celebrating Section 6 through 20, the central part of the state. That'll be held in Springfield at the state fairgrounds. And Wednesday is the major awards day for our central sections of the state and FFA. And I plan to be there covering the action going on at the state FFA convention. That comes up on Wednesday. Also coming up on Wednesday through the end of the week is the annual Macoupin County Fair in Carlinville, one of the oldest county fairs in the state. We'll have live coverage throughout the week from Wednesday through Friday from the Macoupin County Fair, along with 4-H results and other results from livestock shows there at the fair. Again, along with live coverage that goes on this week from the Macoupin County Fair in Carlinville from Wednesday through Friday. But for now, that wraps up your Ag News here on this Monday afternoon. And remember, you can always send us your Ag News by an email at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for your Monday afternoon, June 7th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.